last month. The only question is how much. Uncertainty over the looming fiscal cliff is also likely to play a role, although the unemployment rate is expected to remain at 7.9%. Tom Graham, NBC News Radio.
We're one day closer to going over that so-called fiscal cliff. Moody's chief economist, Mark Zandi, urged a congressional committee to work out an agreement.
You've got to nail this down. Uncertainty is killing us. But if you address this problem reasonably gracefully, and if we nail this down, we'll be off and running.
This is NBC News Radio. An Associated Press GFK poll finds President Obama's approval ratings are high. The president's approval is at 57%. Mr. Obama hasn't received marks that high since the killing of Osama bin Laden. The White House has expressed concern over the deadly protests in Egypt. Supporters of President Mohamed Morsi recently clashed with opponents, leaving six killed. NBC's Jim Maceda is in Cairo.
Several thousand anti-Morsi protesters who were demonstrating near the presidential palace made their feelings known, shouting out slogans that called on Morsi to step down or be toppled.
Demonstrators are upset over a recent power grab by Morsi. T-Mobile customers will soon be able to use the iPhone. Officials with that wireless provider will begin offering the iconic Apple device next year. And a dead whale rotting near the Malibu homes of Barbra Streisand and Bob Dylan is causing a gigantic cleanup problem. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
As a young Raytheon engineer in 1945, Percy Spencer should have been hard at work on military radar. Instead, he was distracted and a bit angry at the spreading stain on his trousers. A candy bar had melted in his pocket. After a moment's thought, Percy connected two unlikely elements. The device he tinkered with, a microwave-emitting magnetron, and that gooey chocolate. As you might suspect, Percy Spencer had stumbled into the technology behind the microwave oven. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. Messes happen and stains are a pain. But be mindful. Give in to life's little problems and you miss your chance to really clean up in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Big economic report this morning. In fact, the biggest November job creation coming up an hour before Wall Street's opening bell. And ahead of that, global stock markets and U.S. stock futures mostly are slipping. S&P futures down 1 point. This morning's jobs reading is not expected to bring us great news. Most analysts think only 80 to 100,000 jobs were added to the economy last month, in part because of the chaos created by Superstorm Sandy. With about 3 weeks to go in 2012, Wall Street is holding higher for the year. The Dow is 7% up, the S&P 500 up a more impressive 12.5%. And now market analysts are making their forecast for 2013. And as is usually the case, predictions range from way up to down. The top strategist from Citigroup thinks the market will be up 14% next year. Wells Fargo says we'll be down 2%. An average of analysts compiled by USA Today points to maybe a 7% market gain in 2013. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a garden. Find something fun for everyone. Garden. Home Depot Project Loan is a simple way to put big projects within reach. You not only get no payments and no interest for 6 months, you also get the flexibility of paying it off anytime. So whether it's new flooring or a whole new kitchen, the Project Loan makes it easy and we make it possible. Get started now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progress means moving forward, bringing not merely change, but true reform. It calls for modern ideas for a modern world and policies that benefit all people. Progress is hard work for true advocates who never back down. Activists who wake up with their shoes on to hit the ground running. Are you ready to create change? Are you ready to create real progress? Michigan, you were born ready. It's time to put in great work. It's time for First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
And good morning, everybody. It is Friday, the seventh day of December 2012. I can't put a spin on it. I can't pretend that there's any good news in what happened in Lansing yesterday. I can't pretend that what we are facing now isn't daunting and seemingly monumental. I can't deny that I am human and that I am not also personally affected by what our legislature did yesterday in turning back the clock 60 years. I cannot pretend that I am not angry and that I am also not empowered, because I am. With all that said, it is a natural reaction to what happened yesterday to have a myriad of emotions, anger, sadness, disgust, and more. We are going to, throughout the course of our program today, explore the Republican agenda and their relentless effort to not only help eliminate the middle class here in the state of Michigan, but what they continue to do to women, to senior citizens, to the poorest people in this state. And I could go on. And that's the sad part, is I could easily go on. I ask you to stand up with me today to make sure that with every ounce of energy that we have, that we fight and continue to fight until we win. All right. With that said, let's take a quick look at what we've got going on today. We'll get to First Word. We'll get to sports. And then we'll get to the meat and potatoes while we can still afford them. After all of that, State Representative, I'm sorry, we're going to start with the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer, right at 7 o'clock. State Representative Phil Kavanaugh joins us as well at 7:35. The Reverend D. Alexander Bullock in the 8 o'clock hour, as well as the minority Democratic leader-elect, Representative Tim Grimmel. We'll also visit with the executive director of the Michigan Nurses Association, John Caribbean, and, of course, our political insider, Joe DeSano. Now, I would have to think that Joe is going to have plenty on his plate and a great deal to say, as they all will, but we will really be focusing on a legislative agenda over the last 3 days that has been degrading. With that said, let's get this going.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the First Word with Tony.
Our first word today is cowardice. I had posted to Facebook yesterday that leaders lead and cowards follow. Governor Rick Snyder is a coward. Cowardice, ladies and gentlemen, can be wrapped in many different packages. Oh, sometimes it looks like confidence, but the truth is it's not. It's easier for some people to not make the right decision. Sometimes it's easier not to make a decision at all. That certainly fits into the category of cowardice. Our Republicans here in the state of Michigan
who continue to rape the very foundation of what this great state represents are all cowards. It is seemingly, I don't know, disgusting. I'm trying to be very careful here. That when it comes time to tell the truth, when it comes time to lead, when it comes time to show vision and courage, that instead of doing what's best for their constituents, they do what's best for their funders. That's cowardice. You see, when Governor Snyder and Randy Richardville and Jay Spolger and other Republicans can't stand up to the people that write the checks that get them elected, well, this is what you get. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick DeVos, amongst other very wealthy people in the state of Michigan, bought revenge. They can't individually win races, a la Dick DeVos getting trounced by Governor Granholm when she ran for re-election. But they have money. And money gives you influence. And influence gives you opportunity, and they seized it. The cowards that serve us, the cowards that set policy, the cowards that vote yay and nay, showed their true colors yesterday. And they did it in a way that is reprehensible. And if they think that this is over, they better think again. Because what they did, what the Republican legislature did yesterday, by showing their cowardice, gives us an empowered sense of what is possible. And folks, as we move through the day's show and as we move forward in the days to come, they will regret. With every ounce of energy they have, they will regret the votes that set Michigan back yesterday. Today's first word is cowardice.
Lions.
Stafford takes, looks, throws deep middle. Got a man out there. It's Calvin at the five. Makes the catch.
Tigers.
Monroe edges off for second. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. Wow. Left field. It's deep. It's way back. The Tigers are going to the World Series.
Red Wings.
And it's Red Wings for the fourth time in 11 years for the Stanley Cup champion.
And Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons have just shocked the Los Angeles Lakers.
The First Shift crew gives you some Detroit sports knowledge to drop next time you're at the water.
All righty, welcome back. Listen, before we before I bring Anthony on, we've got a caller, and instead of making him wait 7 or 8 minutes to get on the show, I'm going to take the caller first, and we have plenty of time for calls today, by the way, and then we'll come back to that. So let me turn my attention now to my brother Amir in Detroit. Amir, it's a pleasure to have you on this morning. Tough morning for all of us, my friend.
Yeah, you know, I figured our illustrious people up in Lansing was going to do this regardless of what happened with Proposal 2, regardless if we were to try to pass or not. We just got to start recalling these people. I mean, I say let's get a recall on Governor Snyder and any of those state legislatures and senators that actually support this. And I do know new ones are coming, but let's get the ones that whose term isn't up yet, whose term's up in, I think, 2014. Let's start recalling them and get done with it.
Well, I would venture a guess, and it's just a guess at this point, that over the next few days, these kinds of plans will begin and continue to take shape, Amir. There's a little known fact, and I hate to share this, but it's part of the truth. When they passed the legislation that they passed yesterday, they put on it an appropriation, which means they attached money to it. You're saying, mm-hmm. So what? Big deal. Well, the big deal is, by state law, as a result of our Constitution, if an appropriation mm-hmm. is attached to a bill, it cannot be considered for a referendum, which means you can't put it to a vote of the people.
And that's why I say, and I know that, that's why I'm saying we got to recall these people and get people in office that's going to look out for working class Michiganders.
Well,
and people in the state of Michigan better wake up, because when you start losing 2, 3, 4, 5% less than what you could be making, that's your savings, and that's even some of your consuming. So
no, there's no question. This sets us back in major ways, Amir. And it's a tough day. I'm not going to try to spin it into something it's not. This is a tough day, and we've got some considerable strategizing to do.
But we can fight, and it's just another fight that we have to win. And I say, let's get it going.
I agree. Thank you, Amir. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. I appreciate the call. And we'll get to more callers in just a little bit. That I can promise you. Good morning, Anthony. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Good. And the phone rings on you, right?
Go ahead and grab
that. Go ahead and grab that, and then and we'll bring you right back here in just a second. Let me start with some news from the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the players and owners met, and that did not go well. The players came with a new proposal. You're back with me now, right? No, he's not back with me now. The players and owners met. And the players came with a new proposal, and the owners absolutely, positively wanted nothing to do with it. The players are flabbergasted, disgusted. Now, what's probably going to happen moving forward is that they're going to decertify the union, which is what they need to do in order to sue the owners. As a result of that, we will probably see a cancellation of this hockey season, and maybe in so many ways, the end of hockey as we know it. You can't cancel two seasons in less than 5 or 6 years and not do that. Anthony, join me real quickly. We're just going to have to do this fast today because we got a lot going on. Very quickly, the Lions play the Packers this weekend. I don't see this as a game they're going to win, especially with a depleted receiving core. Your thoughts?
I guess the Packers are a good team.
Yeah, so that's going to do it for us for sports today, folks. We just have, obviously, other things to do. Norm, stay where you're at. We're going to come to you next. We have to take a very quick break here. Why don't you get on the phone now, folks, and give us a call. We need each other this morning. I expect to hear from you. 888-552-3595. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
And a pistol that chases the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Jen.
This is Jessica Tremontana, Communications Director with Progress Michigan, and we wish all of Tony Truppiano's audience a happy holidays.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
We just picked up a multi-vehicle accident. It's blocking your left lane on Mound Road southbound, just north of 17 Mile. And we got a right lane closure coming up at 9 a.m. until 3, 75 southbound before 12 Mile. That's for road construction. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 45 with showers scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, scattered showers again and a high of 41. And it's currently 39 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, Diggity?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock. All right, we're going to be open lines this hour, so I'm sure that lots of you want to discuss what happened yesterday at the state capitol. The record pace in which Right to Work was approved by both the House and the Senate is disgusting. No public comment, and I'll have plenty of time to articulate all this. But give us a call, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let us welcome Norm to First Shift. And Norm, I appreciate you giving us a call this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tony. I'm like you. I'm frustrated and upset about what happened. But, you know, I have to say it. We have to blame ourselves for a lot of this stuff. We had an opportunity in this last election to protect workers and families. And this, with the votes on the proposals that we had on the ballot for collective bargaining and all that stuff. So when we didn't pass that, that sent the signal that says, yes, we can ram Right to Work down their throats. Ever since these Republicans got in when we elected President Obama, I always knew that these people don't care anything about except wealth and power. That's all they care about. They don't care about working people. They don't care about middle class. They don't care about religion. They don't care about God. All they care about is their own pockets. And until we, the people in this state and in this country, realize that these people will do anything in the name of that, because that's what they worship, we are going to be screwed. We cannot give these people the benefit of a doubt. Stop listening to them. Don't believe anything they say, because whatever they say is always a lie. They always pull the bait and switch. They always do the opposite of what they say. If you watch them, that's what they do. For the last 12 years, we ain't got to go 30. Just look what they've done for the last 12. You have to be a bigot or a fool, a complete fool, to support Republicans or conservatives in these days and times. There's a lot more I want to say, Tony, but I'm going to let somebody else speak.
Norm, I appreciate it, and you're 100% correct. Thank you for your call. You're 100% correct, Norm. You said it perfectly. I can't improve on that. I don't know what more it's going to take to engage people. I really don't. I got to be honest about it. I hear myself. There are days that I feel like I'm begging you people to get involved. And I'm not asking you to just agree with me. Okay? I don't need you to just agree with me. Yeah, you're right. It's not about being right. It's not about being right. It's about moving you to action. So in that regard, I'm failing. But I don't know what more I can do to move you folks to action. Some of you, obviously not all of you. I am concerned. I am very concerned. And here's the worst part. I honestly feel like you think because you're only one voice and it's only so loud that nobody's going to hear it and it's not going to make a difference. People were posting the Facebook page yesterday and on Twitter yesterday. Well, what good it'll do to stand up? Nobody listens. Think about the lunacy of that statement. It's not about just one voice. It's about singing in concert, about protecting one another, about standing together. 888-552-3595. Greg in Livonia joins us now. Greg, thanks for punching in with us this morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Tony. I wish I were feeling better this morning about yesterday's outcome. But we went to a group of us went to the Capitol yesterday to raise our voices in protest. And basically, pretty much everybody knows what transpired there. But some of the things that the news media did not report were how, you know, first, smug the right-to-work people are when they were coming out of the building. The building that was across the street, they were smug, they were smiling, they lit up celebratory cigars and were blowing the smoke around, and they were laughing and joking around. They thought it was just hilarious that they were standing astride the bloody corpse of Michigan's middle class, and they couldn't be happier about it. They just thought it was stinking hilarious. And you'd have thought, it was just perverse, just to watch this go on in front of my face. It was just really disheartening to see the moral and emotional bankruptcy of these people in full display. It was just ridiculous.
Hey, you know, and Greg, it's what cowards do. You know, and had they lost, what would they have done? You know, this is exactly, Greg, what cowards do. And I'm tired of playing nice. It's done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm telling you, Greg, whatever needs to be done, I'm first in line. I'm done trying to be cooperative.
Yeah, exactly. You are really a leader in this fight, Tony. It's really amazing. You know, I don't know myself either what more a person like yourself can do. You know, you put yourself out there, certainly, and you don't do a standard 8-hour day working at this stuff. It must be tough on you, but must be even more disheartening to see people that just have an attitude that just don't seem to care. I don't know how to underscore it more to my coworkers and whatnot. And some of them just couldn't be happier at the prospect of not having to pay union wage dues anymore.
Unfortunately, Greg, you know, that's the kind of, you know, I'm just going to be honest. Those are the people I want to go upside their head. I'm serious. Not that I'm a proponent of violence. But if this isn't, Greg, if this isn't a wake-up call to union men and women that are complacent, that don't appreciate what they have, tell them to freaking go work somewhere else.
Amen. I keep telling my buddies at work, well, why don't you walk up to the personnel office at Chrysler? Why don't you turn in your resignation and tell them to hire you as a contractor? How about that? Why don't you try that for a while? I mean, we've had some people decertify in my local. We've had some people decertify the union before. And when they did, within 2 weeks, the company started chopping their benefits and heads at their unit. They only had a few handful of people left when they asked the union to come back.
Just blows my mind. Just blows my mind. Greg, thank you so much for the call. Keep the faith. We're going to figure out a way to navigate through this, my brother. We will figure out a way to navigate through this. And this is not going to be an overnight solution, but we will figure out a way to navigate through this. And I assure you that there are people much smarter than I am, that are much more active than I am, that are putting together a plan as we speak, and we may even have a better idea of what that is as we move through the show today. We've got to take a quick break. Tom and Macomb and Greg and Warren, stay where you're at. We're going to come right to you right after this break. Join us now, 888-552-3595. I need to hear from you this morning. Perhaps you are part of the solution. Not perhaps, you are part of the solution. Let me hear from you. Let's take a quick break. First Shift will continue right after this.
What are you on? They say in Harlan County, there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
No major problems on your early morning commute as they've cleared the accident on Mound Road southbound at 17 Mile. Got construction on 75, both directions at Baldwin. Two lanes will be closing at 9 a.m. And weekend construction on 96 eastbound at Merriman Road. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 45 with showers scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, scattered showers again and a high of 41. And it's currently 39 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Let's quickly go to the phone and welcome Stephen Monroe to First Shift.
I think you can look at the bigger picture and the union's basically brought the textile industry to its knees.
Go ahead,
Ross. This about the textile industry. It was largely non-union. So that's one of the, I have to say, that's kind of a dumb argument.
On 1310 WDTW.
Those who say we should run government like a business must not be frequent flyers. Flying, which was once a fairly good experience, now amounts to being herded, harassed, barked at, and squeezed, while being dunned every step of the way for onerous fees. Make a reservation? Do it yourself, or pay extra. Check a bag? The fee for that is so pricey that most passengers have had to turn themselves into mules, toting their full load on board, which the airlines view as a new fee opportunity, planning to charge us for storing the stuff we schlep onto the plane. What's next? A charge to use the toilet? Yes. Here's the CEO of Ryanair in Europe. One thing we're looking at again is the possibility of maybe putting a coin slot on the toilet door. After all, mused another Ryanair exec, a toilet tax would be voluntary, since passengers have the option of not using the toilet. Even though the airlines are in the black again and keep raising their ticket prices 3 times this year alone, they still keep jacking up fees, because they can. It's free money they can simply lift out of travelers' wallets. We're all about finding ways of raising discretionary revenue, gloated the chief of Ryanair. Nearly every airline these days is addicted to fees, and the take is both huge and growing. These add-ons will pluck $36 billion from us customers this year, $4 billion more than last year. This is Jim Hightower saying, is there a tipping point at which consumer grumbling about these gouges turns to rebellion? A group called AirfareWatchdog.com thinks so. Noting that airlines are making profits again, it reports that the flying public has had it up to here with fees. Delta, for one, has responded. Not by cutting fees, but by excluding from its public reports the full amount of fee revenue it takes from us.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Call now. 888-552-3595. Every voice matters. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour, every voice does matter, including Tom and Macomb. Tom, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Tony, I really feel for you when you say that you feel like you're failing in motivating the people. I'm a union rep myself, and you know how hard it is just to motivate people to call their state senators and congressmen. I feel like we're failing also. People just are so apathetic. They're so hard to motivate. And with only 10% of the workforce that's union, how are we ever going to get a majority of 50% if our own membership won't take action?
Tom, that's a great question. And I know this is, you know, my solution. And, Tom, you know this. The solution is to just not give up. I will go anywhere. I will speak to anybody. I will go into unfriendly territory. I will not breathe if that's what it takes. But I will not give up, Tom. I will not. I refuse.
Well, I might have sounded a little negative there, but I'm not giving up either, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. So, listen, thank you. We need to band together. Tom, thanks so much for the call. We need to band together. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Greg and Warren to First Shift. Greg, happy holidays. Thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. Thanks. Excuse me. Thanks for taking my call. I got a couple points. I'll make it fast. First point, by the way, I am a union member, and I will continue to pay dues no matter what happens. But the unions, they got to look back. When they mounted a recall against Snyder when he first got in there, and the unions would not get on board. They wouldn't support it. That was a big mistake. And a lot of us out here in the rank and file knew it was a mistake, but the leadership in the union, they decided not, for whatever reason, not to support that. I think that was a huge mistake. I hope they learned from it. On the other hand, you want to turn this around. Yeah, it's hard to get people motivated. It's hard to wake them up. But when you hit people in the pocketbook, that happens fast. And you can turn this legislation around. You can turn and put the heat back on the governor, the cowards up there in Lansing, like you said, simply by hanging on to your money. You better hang on to your money anyway if you've got any to begin with, because you know what happens with right to work. You say it all the time. Wages go down. I'm nearing retirement. I've got to get cheaper than I already have. So when this happened yesterday, I made up my mind. These are the things that I'm going to end up give up, and these are the things I'm going to do without. When small business in Michigan starts to feel the pinch, when they start going down and going under because they've lost their customer base, then they're going to go to the Chamber of Commerce and they're going to start putting the heat on the people that made this happen. When they start going down, so you don't have to wait for the next election. Yeah, we should change things in the election. We should mount another recall against these people. But in the meantime, everybody out there that cares about this, everybody that knows what's going on and they know the impact that's going to happen if this actually goes through. And all you have to do is start hanging on to your money, have some organization within the unions. That's something the unions can do, is organize businesses to go after, basically. You start putting pressure on the business community simply by not spending your money, and things will change for the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg, thank you for your call. I want everybody to know that I tried to find a list of members of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and they don't publish that list, at least not on their website. So I don't know quite where to get it, but certainly boycotting businesses that are a member of the Michigan Chamber, and there are thousands of them, would send a clear and definitive message. 888-552-3595. Let us welcome Brian in Detroit to First Shift. Brian, thanks for punching in with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Good.
The last two callers really said exactly what I wanted to say, but I'm just trying to put some words together because I'm just frustrated, too, being a union member. But it's just funny working right next to guys and looking at Let It Rip last night. You know, you got union members that's going for it. It's basically all the films from what I've seen from the election, you know, no one, like the last caller said, no one was engaged in trying to get Obama in our union. And now it's just all, you know, how do they say the chickens are coming home to roost?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things that we didn't get out there and fight for. And here we go. You know, people are voting Republican thinking they're, you know, union Republicans. I just don't understand it. Like I said, I was trying to put two words together, you know, two callers before summed everything up. We just got to stand strong.
No, no, and I think you did a beautiful job, Brian, so thank you for your call. Don't feel like you didn't add to the conversation. You certainly did. And I want to say this before I get to the next caller. I don't want you saying, well, you know, they already said what I was going to say. I'm not going to call. I need to hear from you today. You know, maybe I need a little support today. Is that all right? You know, is it all right for me to need a little support every now and then? I certainly give you folks support. I just need to hear from you today. This is a difficult day. What happened yesterday was a raping of our democracy. You know, let me very quickly let you know that the Republicans actually had their staff come in early to fill the gallery so that real, honest to goodness, working Americans couldn't sit in the gallery. They didn't want a dissenting voice in the room, and they were successful by having their own staff. So the people that are paid with your tax dollars came in early yesterday in order to ban you from sitting in there, and then they closed the Capitol down because it wasn't structurally safe, which was bullcrap, and then they end up macing people for no reason. That's democracy? All right, 888-552-3595. Steve in Monroe joins us now. Good morning, Steve. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tony. Well, you know, I'm on the other side of this, but, you know, a lot of union people are conservative. A lot of union people, I mean, they say 30 to 40% somewhere in there are conservative, and they have a problem with their union dues going in some way, shape, or form.
And I don't care. And I don't care about that, Steve, because this is all based on myth.
That's reality.
I don't freaking care, Steve, because it's based on myth. Union dues do not go to political organizing. It is against the law. All the political organizing that happens with voluntarily donated to the union. Why can't people wrap their heads around it? It's the truth.
Tony, it finds its way to the political process.
Bull crap, Steve. Have a great weekend. I'm not going to put up with this crap today. 888-552-3595. You know what? Let me remind all of you, and this is not just directed at Steve. It's directed at anybody, a union member, a non-union member, a Republican, a Democrat. I don't care what your background is. Without unions, and you're going to find this out now, without unions, your quality of life is going to suffer. And after what this governor has already done to us, taking pension money away from seniors, taking the earned income tax credit away from the poor. You know what? Realize this? This is just insane. Michigan is one of the top three states in taxing the poor. We have so much to be proud of. Let's go back to the phones. Valerie joins us now. Valerie in Detroit. Appreciate you being with us this morning. Valerie, you're on the air.
Yes. Thank you. Good morning. I'd like to thank you for everything that you are saying and some of your callers. I strongly oppose this right to work line of bills that are being passed through the government, but I have a slightly different twist on it. I think this bill would have been passed even if the people had voted strongly to support Proposal 2. Because of what is happening with the emergency manager bill, that too was also passed yesterday. At least it came out of the House committee about 7 o'clock yesterday. That bill, I believe, was developed so that they could put an emergency manager back into the city of Detroit or anywhere. And it clearly is an indication that Public Act 72 was not enforceable. Are you still there?
I'm just letting you talk, Valerie.
Okay, so thank you. So all I am saying is that I believe that the answer right now is that we have to continue our pushback. I know that I'm with Free Detroit No Consent. We are pushbacking every day, and we're pushbacking at the state level as well as the local level. I don't know if we're going to win, if we're going to lose, but like you, I am not going to stop until this is actually my voice is heard and until something happens. But right now, it looks like they're going to implement a new emergency manager law.
Yes.
Which will allow them to come back into Detroit and not only make us have this consent agreement that was illegal, they're going to now place an emergency manager in, and our democratic rights have just been completely destroyed.
Absolutely. Valerie, thank you so much for your passion, and thank you so much for your call. Valerie is right. For those of you that are not aware, they did introduce new emergency manager legislation yesterday. Lots of things were introduced yesterday that are heinous and wrong. I till my last breath, will continue to fight for myself, for you, for my family, for my grandson, for everything that I care about. I will do that passionately, and I will do it fiercely. I've had enough. I have truly had enough. I am at my wit's end. And if you are not, what will it take? You know, maybe there's the question. What will it take for you to finally say enough is enough? For those of you that are apathetic, for those of you that are union members but conservative, or those of you that are seeing this as an opportunity to put a little more money in your pocket, I don't know how to tell you this. Your employer's going to start taking money out of your pocket. Kiss your benefits goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 1943. Kevin, Cheryl, Jim, Mike, you're all up next. If you're getting voicemail when you call, the lines have been full. Just keep calling back. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Lori Lamarin from Planned Parenthood wishing all of the listeners a wonderful and blessed holiday season.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now, director of Hellbound, Kevin Miller.
Yeah, well, definitely. And that's something I would say is that this debate over hell, some people might say, I don't need to watch that film. I don't believe in hell. In Hellbound, what we do is we draw a connection between what we believe in and the kind of world we create. And underlying every society is some form of worldview that is going to give rise to an internal set of values, which we externalize into laws and all that sort of thing. And so if the foundation of your worldview includes a God who's ultimately uses violence as a problem solver, we're going to become a very violent people.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Now time to punch back in.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. I appreciate everybody's patience. Lots of you are leaving voicemails, and it's fine for you to do that. If you want to get on the air, just call back. Let's get to Kevin in Melvindale and welcome him to First Shift. Kevin, thanks for punching in this morning. Good morning to you. What's on your mind?
You know, Tony, this right-to-work situation, you know, and once again, here we are. If people don't know it by now, and I applaud you for continuing to ring the bell and to continue to put the facts out there, this is nothing more than a concerted effort by the Republicans to break the union. It's been a consistent chime. It's been a consistent battle against collective bargaining. Me, myself, I'm a union member. I'm a federal employee. I'm a member of American Federation of Government Employees, and we're all under attack. Make no mistake about it, at all these different levels. And the thing that people must know, look, if you are a union member and the Republicans are coming after you, it is not that the Republicans have mastered the art of lying. They put these nice cliches, right to work. But trust and believe, what have they done? And I continue to ask this question. What have they done over the last 30 years, legislatively or in any other fashion, to help middle class, working class, or poor people? What have they done but try to take away your rights, take away your benefits? What have they done to help you? They've done a lot to hurt you, but they do not work for you. And too many people, if you haven't learned by now, if you haven't woke up by now, all you got to do is look at what's going on.
Absolutely, Kevin. I'm sorry, Kevin. Thanks for the call. We just have a lot of callers to get to, and I appreciate your passion this morning. 888-552-3595. Cheryl in West Bloomfield's on the line now. Cheryl, thanks so much for giving us a call this morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to respond on this tragedy of this right to work passing. I think what we can do, or what we need to do, is to try to educate people as to why we're getting all these strange laws in this group called ALEC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you've talked about it.
Oh, many times, absolutely.
But I think people, they'll hear the Koch brothers, they'll hear DeVos, they'll hear a name like that thrown out. Well, when they look at this orchestrated effort by this organization, and that these corporations are writing these laws and taking, you know, getting these dumb, spineless state legislatures and governors to come back and introduce them into their state legislature, I think they would be outraged if they found out that these people were just not thinking of the laws themselves, the legislatures, but someone's just giving them something to take back to their state and introduce it.
Yeah,
laws,
Cheryl,
like Stand Your Ground, voter ID, right to work. These are not even thought of by the legislature.
No, they're not. And Alec, and thank you for your call, Cheryl, and I appreciate you calling for the first time. You know, the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, is responsible for much of the heinous legislation that has become and invaded so many states. And they are, of course, funded by the Koch brothers and other billionaires. By the way, as a legislature, and some of our state legislators belong to ALEC, and they used your taxpayer dollars to pay their dues. It's true, you can go check it out. But if you're a legislator, your dues for the year, oh, by the way, which dues? Gee, that's not optional. Are $125 a year. If you're a corporation, they're $100,000 a year. Go ahead and figure that one out. Jim in Sumter Township's on the line with us now. Jim, thanks so much for punching in with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Tony, I just wanted to call you and tell you you're doing the right thing. You sounded a little down earlier, saying, you know, felt like maybe smarter people than us are going to lead us in this fight, but it's people like you that keep saying truth to power, and I just want to encourage you to keep doing that. This right-to-work legislation is about nothing but freeloading. It's an assault on democracy, and if you ever thought you lived in a democracy, and here in Michigan, it sure wasn't that way yesterday afternoon. It was appalling to see them violate the Constitution, violate their own rules, jam a piece of legislation through without hearings, without committees, without amendments, and it's just appalling. So you just keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that, and thank you for your call this morning. Am I a little bit down? Yeah, I said I'm human. Of course I'm a little bit down. I'm going to get through this, but yeah. Mike in Clawson joins us now. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for giving us a call. How you doing today, buddy?
Good morning, Tony. I'm incensed, too. I know two things. One, I'll be in Lansing come Tuesday. And two, I'm not going to give up the fight either. I don't know what it's going to take, but although I've told you before, I think one of the solutions on the short term would be a statewide walk off the job one day to show labor strength, but I don't think that's going to happen. But that's where my sentiments lie.
Well, I appreciate the call, Mike, and thank you so much. Certainly, a one-day labor stoppage would send a clear and definitive message. As we talk to our state lawmakers today, a little later on the show, we're going to see what their plan is. Les in Detroit joins us now. Good morning, Les. What's on your mind?
Good morning, fellow patriots. It's a quick message to my union brothers. I've been in three unions in my working career, Tony. And I say the leadership that you guys put into your position need to be strong. They can be wimpy out there. And when you choose your legislators, make sure that they've been walking on the picket line with you. You make sure that they're involved in the process with you. We cannot afford to have any pooh butt leadership any longer. We need to play hardball from here on in, Tony. And I appreciate what you're doing and what you're saying. And I felt your passion today. That's why I called in. I wasn't going to call in, but I felt your passion.
No, I appreciate that, brother. Listen, as I said earlier, I'm only human, and not every day can be a great day. And today is not a great day. That doesn't mean I'm giving up. Doesn't mean that I've got less passion. Doesn't mean I have less resolve. In fact, the exact opposite is true. My dear sister, Christine Berry, with bloggingformichigan.com, is on the line. Hello, sweet pea. How are you today?
Good morning, brother. Heavy heart.
Yep.
But, you know, we keep going. We keep fighting. And I was writing earlier this morning, so I just tuned in about 20 minutes ago. But I was hoping to encourage your listeners to not lash out at the state police for the crazy things that happened yesterday with the pepper spray and the arrests, and just remind people that when you engage in civil disobedience as a tactic of expression, then they also have tools that they have to use, and if they were used properly, then, you know, please don't think any less of the state police for protecting the Capitol. And until there's some reason for us to think that they did wrong, then there's no reason for us to lash out at them.
I appreciate that. Sweetheart, we're just out of time in this hour. I want to thank you, and I love you, and I will read your post as soon as I get to the break. Thanks so much, Christine, for being with us.
Yep.
Mark Brewer on the other side. Obviously, we've got a lot to accomplish today. With your help, we will do that. Make sure you stay engaged. I need to hear from you all morning, but we're going to take a break for now. NBC News coming up. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
No major problems on your early morning commute as they've cleared the accident on Mound Road southbound at 17 Mile. Got construction on 75 both directions at Baldwin. Two lanes will be closing at 9 a.m. And weekend construction on 96 eastbound at Merriman Road. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 45 with showers scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, scattered showers again and a high of 41. It's currently 39 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities.
If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Joe. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 AM WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. A powerful earthquake has jolted Japan. The 7.3 magnitude quake shook buildings as far away as Tokyo. In Egypt, NBC's Eman Mohideen in Cairo says people aren't backing off on their protests over an edict from their president giving himself near dictatorial powers.
Today, opposition is calling for another million-man march. No doubt, though, that the president is politically isolated and under mounting public pressure.
President Obama paid a visit to a Northern Virginia family yesterday, trying to put faces on those who would be impacted by a failure to avert the fiscal cliff.
For them to be burdened unnecessarily because Democrats and Republicans aren't coming together to solve this problem gives you a sense of the costs involved in very personal terms.
The November jobs report is due out this morning. It's expected to reflect a slowdown in job growth caused by Superstorm Sandy. Today is the 73rd day of the NHL lockout, and hockey fans are facing another grim prospect of more weeks without hockey. After 2 days of optimism, talks broke off suddenly last night. Gary Bettman is NHL commissioner.
There was a great deal of optimism, good communication, and hope. We reported that to the Board of Governors on Wednesday, and that sense of optimism, though, was something that almost inexplicably disappeared Wednesday afternoon.
Ceremonies are scheduled in Honolulu today to mark the 71st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. The attack triggered U.S. entry into World War II. A private company wants to take you to the moon and bring you home again. The Golden Spike Company is planning manned trips to Luna by 2020. The company plans to sell...
This is Charles Osgood. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local, independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens to your car, home, or business. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
In Fowlerville, call Ziska Grand Lockwood at 517-223-8304.
This season at the Home Depot, Husky 65-piece mechanics tool sets are just $29.88. These tools are new, improved, and guaranteed forever. And they're even more affordable. So what you give the do-it-yourselfer on your list can be a little gift to your wallet, too. Because you gave the gift of doing with a Husky 65-piece mechanics tool set for just $29.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Job one for Wall Street today is the job report. An hour before Wall Street's opening bell, the Labor Department delivers its reading of U.S. job creation for November, and it's not expected to be a very good report. Concerns about the possible end-of-year government tax and spending changes known as the fiscal cliff likely created headwinds for employers, and of course there were the winds of Superstorm Sandy, so maybe only 80,000 jobs created last month, say analysts. Ahead of the reading, S&P futures down 2 points, NASDAQ futures down 3. The new normal in the nation's recovering housing market is not to build homes for people to buy as much as to build them for people to rent. New York Times cites data from the National Association of Home Builders pointing to a boom in apartment construction while single-family home construction remains weak. Nationwide, multifamily construction is now about two-thirds back to levels seen before the recession. Single-family construction is only one-third of the way back. S&P futures losing 2 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names. claims that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
As a young Raytheon engineer in 1945, Percy Spencer should have been hard at work on military radar. Instead, he was distracted and a bit angry at the spreading stain on his trousers. A candy bar had melted in his pocket. After a moment's thought, Percy connected two unlikely elements. The device he tinkered with, a microwave-emitting magnetron, and that gooey chocolate. As you might suspect, Percy Spencer had stumbled into the technology behind the microwave oven. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. Messes happen, and stains are a pain. But be mindful. Give in to life's little problems, and you miss your chance to really clean up in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Well, it certainly does this morning, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. I want to thank the dozens of callers in the first hour. Certainly you're welcome to join us all morning long. I've got some amazing guests. I've got a lot of leaders in the Democratic movement. I've got a lot of leaders in the labor movement. We are going to continue to focus on right to work or right to work for less. We're going to explore our options. We're going to strategize. We're going to put a plan together, and then we're going to carry it forward. I need you to be engaged as you can possibly be. And the first one that says, well, I was going to call, but somebody already said what I was going to say. No, we need to hear it today. We need to demonstrate to everyone that's listening that we have finally had enough and we are standing up to the truth. Well, one of the people yesterday that showed great leadership and great courage, as opposed to our governor and our legislature that showed nothing but cowardice, is the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer, and he joins us this morning. Mark, good morning. Difficult day, Mark, for all of us yesterday, but certainly the last thing we can do is give up.
Absolutely, Tony. Yesterday was a very, very difficult day. A long day. I spent a lot of time during the course of the day, reflecting on where we've been in this state, on the great leaders of this state, the great labor leaders of this state, and for this to happen in Michigan, it's a real tragedy. It hasn't happened yet, and we're still going to fight. But I think we've also got to fight very intelligently. We've got to be very strategic about what we do here, learn the lessons of what happened in Ohio, what happened in Wisconsin, what happened here in Michigan over the last year and a half, as we go forward to make sure Michigan does not become a right-to-work state.
Mark, you unfortunately had to get involved yesterday in what I consider to be a little bit of a raping of our democracy. The people showed up to their house. The state capitol, of course, is owned by the great citizens of the state of Michigan, and it was closed down. The people outside were told that it was at capacity and the building wasn't structurally sound. Well, we know that it wasn't at capacity. We also know the Republicans pulled a little trick in the gallery by having their staffs come and fill seats that are meant for the voters, that are meant for constituents, that are meant for taxpayers. Now, Mark, I'm a little confused by all that, but certainly you did have some success, and you were able to get the Capitol back open.
Yeah, no, we were, Tony. I was really proud. I think the Michigan Democratic Party was the first organization to let the world know, let the state know, that the state capitol had been shut down. I got a call from inside the Capitol from one of our legislators who was basically being held hostage inside the Capitol. And, again, it was great use of social media yesterday because through folks inside the building. We were able to get pictures out. So the building was not overcrowded. But then all of this was a lie, and what was clearly intended to do was to prevent people from having access to their leaders, from exercising their First Amendment rights to speak and to lobby. That is what probably the most important focus of the First Amendment in the state capitol, on a critically important day. Ultimately, a court order was secured to reopen the building, Tony. And again, this is just another aspect of what a dark day yesterday was. I don't think anybody can ever recall a time when the state capitol was closed down to people trying to get access to their legislators. I mean, talk about the most anti-democratic, corrupt move you could make. It makes us look like we're a third world country. We're some kind of banana republic, like what's going on in Egypt, where the president flees his presidential office, his presidential palace, because he doesn't want to deal with the people. It's exactly what happened in the state legislature yesterday.
Mark, can we finally put to rest once and for all that the way the mainstream media presents Governor Snyder as a moderate is there's nothing that could be further from the truth? This man has not showed a moderate cell in his body.
No, not at all, Tony. I mean, he's clearly not somebody to be trusted. Look, in the course of 2 days, he went from "right to work is not on my agenda," which had been his consistent statement for the last 2 years. In the course of 2 days, Tony, he went from that to "I'll sign the bill." I don't think he was ever negotiating in good faith with our labor leaders who have been here negotiating with him. I don't think Bolger and Richardville were negotiating good faith. You don't pop bills like were popped out last night on the spur of the moment. They were clearly ready. They were planning to do this. I think they were stringing our labor leaders and others, legislators, along until they reached this moment when they were prepared to literally pull the trigger on this legislation that had been long planned. And we know that Victor Voss, Ron Weiser, the corporate bosses of this state, have been planning for this moment for years. So back to your question, absolutely, Tony. Snyder is not to be trusted on any of these issues, and he's really shown himself to be nothing more than a puppet of people like Dick DeVos.
You couldn't have said it better. Mark, we had a caller earlier on in the show today that was at the Capitol yesterday and said that the proponents of right to work, after the vote was taken, went outside to celebrate, smoking cigars, laughing and taunting protesters. This is what victory looks like, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is exactly it. It's all about payback. It's all about these, you know, really sophomoric, juvenile behavior. This is nothing more, frankly, for them than, you know, what they regard as payback for Prop 2, for, you know, payback to the labor movement, frankly, for all the great things it's done over the years for all the people of this state, not just its members, in terms of creating the middle class in this state, advancing the causes of social justice in so many ways. This is nothing more than a naked political payback to those corporate bosses, those corporate CEOs who have resented that kind of progress, who have resented the fact that, you know, these middle class workers in this state have their fair share of what they contribute to the economy of this state. And that's exactly what's going on here. Pure political retribution. Right to work will not do a single positive thing to this state to advance the economy, to create jobs. In fact, it will do the opposite. It will create some of the most divisive atmosphere this state has seen in decades.
Your reaction to Governor Snyder's admonition yesterday that the reason that he is supportive of right to work is because it is, and I'm quoting him now, pro-worker. Your response to that?
I mean, that just shows how completely out of touch he is as a corporate CEO. I mean, we need to all remember that. He is a corporate CEO, and he is doing the bidding and the agenda of the other corporate CEOs in the state, starting with Dick DeVos. We all know Dick DeVos's record. I mean, this is somebody, Dick DeVos, who wants Michigan workers to have as few rights as his workers in China do, so he can abuse workers here just like he's able to abuse them in China. And Amway and Dick DeVos have a terrible history of anti-worker attacks. They've been sued for mistreating workers. We all know how they're structured so that many of these so-called distributors in Amway don't have the rights of employees, and on and on and on from there. They have nothing but disdain for the people who work for them and actually produce the wealth in this state. Rich Snyder doesn't understand. I think Tim Grimmel, our incoming Democratic leader, said it very well in the last couple of days. He's nothing more than a bean counter. And this is just the latest example of how you act like an accountant, you act like a bean counter, you don't give a darn about the human impact of what you're doing, and that's exactly what's going on here.
Mark, how important is it for people to show up on Tuesday to the state capitol?
I think it's very, very important to show up. But I also think it's very important that we be smart and strategic about this, that we not let the other side accuse us of being thugs, of being violent, and so forth. I think we've got to do this in a very civil fashion, a very passionate fashion, but not give the other side anything to point at, say, see, these people are violent, these people are goons, these people are thugs, but we've got to show our passion on Tuesday, and again, and even thereafter, if this passes and the governor signs it, this fight is far, far over. We've got to have a long-term strategy to turn this around.
In the minute or so that we have left, we had full phone lines the entire 6 o'clock hour, Mark. What message do you want to leave with my audience this morning?
I think the most important message is to be passionate about this and be committed to this. This is not going to be a short-term fight, Tony. This is likely going to be a fight that's going to last over the next 2 years. So we all need to be smart and strategic. And in this, the long haul, learn the lessons of Wisconsin and Ohio in the last year and a half here in Michigan. And finally, I guess, stick together. Solidarity. There's a reason why that is the core principle of the labor movement. And that is what we've got to have here more than anything else. We've got to work together, plan together, execute together. And if we do that, we will succeed in preventing Michigan from becoming a right-to-work state.
Wise words, Mark Brewer. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate it. I know you have a very full agenda today, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning in our usual slot.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. I will let you know, I just want to remind you, for those that are just joining us, that we have Representative Phil Cavanaugh on this morning. We have Representative Tim Grimmel, who is the minority leader-elect of the Michigan House. We have John Caribbean, the president or the executive director of the Michigan Nurses Association. And we have you. We are going to go open lines in the next segment. And I need to hear from you. I don't want it. I don't want any of you thinking, well, somebody's already said what I was going to say. I need to hear it this morning. I need to hear where you're at. I need your passion. I need your energy. I give it to you every day. I'm asking for it just one day. 888-552-3595. I am an empowered Tony Truppiano. You are listening to 1310 WDTW. Your calls when we continue.
Hey, it's Joe, and I'm just hoping that all the listeners at First Shift have a great holiday season and carry it on to a happy new year.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic on 94 eastbound after 696. We got reports of police activity on your right shoulder, so use some caution there. And on 94 eastbound after the Lodge, an accident is blocking your right shoulder. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 45 with showers scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, scattered showers again and a high of 41. And it's currently 39 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. We are open lines at the bottom. I need to hear from you. 888-552-3595. Mylan, thanks for the shout-out on Facebook just now. I appreciate it. Pat, I loved your email. Appreciate your passion and your sorrow and the tribute to your dad. We need to be mindful. I want you to all remember that there is a grand history to organized labor. And it has, when it was born, when the fight was happening, when justice was prevailing, and there was a time where that was true. It doesn't seem like it today, but there was. It was the saving grace. The saving grace for millions of Americans around the country. Let's go to the phones. Roger in Garden City joins us now. And Roger, thanks for punching in this morning. Appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to talk to you. I know we're all down a little bit, but we got to regroup and fight back. And the way we do it is we got to put boots on the ground, get rid of these Republicans in Lansing one at a time. We got a lot of smart people in the union and labor movement. So the fight has just begun. As we put the threads together, we make a rope, and the rope becomes stronger. We're going to have to go after them and show them what people power is, because as we look at the national election with Romney and the president, we see the outcome is people are getting fed up with all this Republicanism. So, you know, I've learned in life that what goes around comes around, and, you know, the sword is a double-edged sword. So when they swing the sword at us, there's another blade on the other side. So we got to take these Republicans out and get rid of them because they're not doing anything for the middle class. So that's my thoughts. What are yours?
Well, I appreciate that, Roger. Thank you for the call. I don't disagree with you. The last thing we can do is give up. The last thing that we can do is roll over and play dead. And we need to keep on being mindful that just when you think you're at your end, when you don't think you can do anymore, that's when your finest work is done. Whether you are working on adrenaline or off adrenaline or whatever it is, just understand that the, and I said this a dozen times already, I'll be saying it for a while, folks, The only way we lose is if we quit. We will not do that. Let's go back to the phone. Speaking of Mylan, he's on the line. Mylan, my brother, how are you this morning?
Hey, Brother Tony, I'll be honest with you, brother. I'm a little down in the dumps after yesterday, you know, kind of really feeling violated, but it doesn't mean we're going to quit, right?
Absolutely, you brother. Know? No. I'm with you. I mean, I'm having a tough day. As I said, I'm human, but no, the last thing we're going to do is quit here, Mylan.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Tony, you know, the one thing, let's say, at least on my behalf, I snagged my family. I grabbed my daughter. She was walking home from school, and we shot up there. And, you know, we're just looking for some definitive steps in the next phase. We are not stopping. We're not going to quit, Tony. I'm not rolling over on this.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call, brother. I do appreciate it. It is so critical, folks, that we band together, solidarity. At the end of the show today, we're going to play a rockin' version of Solidarity Forever, which is a great song. We will win this battle. We will win this battle. 888-552-3595. Dan in Clinton Township joins us now. Happy holidays to you, Dan. What's on your mind this morning?
Tony, I just want to tell you, after being up there yesterday and after understanding what the governor said after Prop 2 failed, that, with every action comes a consequence, I think it's time for the consequences to be laid in the laps of those who took this action. And I think we need to stand up, and we need to stop dividing ourselves, and we need to go after the people that are trying to divide us.
Couldn't agree more, Dan. And what that takes, as you know, is showing up. You got to show up. And I don't know how simpler we can put it. You've got to show up. All right, let's go to State Representative Harvey Santana, who joins us now. And my brother, and my friend, and my leader, I can't thank you enough for your voice and your courage, and I want to welcome you to the show this morning.
Well, Tony, thank you, and good morning to everybody. I know it was a rough day. I got up with a headache. It was pretty rough to deal with. But one thing that I do want to say, and I'm hearing all the phone calls, you guys got to be encouraged. Don't look at this as the final death blow. What you need to do is you need to innovate, overcome, adjust, and adapt. And what this now does in reality is it gives you a tool now that you can feed out who the weak are in your group. Now you know who's not with you. Now you know who's never going to be with you. And now you know who is going to be with you. And you mobilize around that cause. And I actually think, Tony, that this is a way for unions to become stronger. This is a kick in the butt that they needed to get stronger for them to realize that, we're in this all together. I got off of a plane, Delta Flight 188 yesterday. I was on my way to Boston for a conference, you know this. And I got a message that said that the Democrats and the Republicans were going to be tied in the legislature all weekend long. I jumped the hell off that plane. I said, I'm not going to let my team go down. I got to leave from the front. I got to be in the fight. We're going to go down. We're going down together. And so we get out there. We do the thing. And they wouldn't let these protesters. They wouldn't let them in. They wouldn't let them in because they didn't want to hear the truth. They didn't want to hear the reality. And I said it on the floor. I would hate to be a Republican. I would hate to be in the majority party, Tony. You know why? Because everything they've done in the last 2 years, none of it has worked. None of it. $1 billion tax cut to education. Well, guess what? Education has improved, and teachers are more enthusiastic about teaching. You blew off the charter school cap. Guess what? Education scores still have not improved. You put out the largest tax cut to businesses, and guess what, Tony? The job creators are not holding out their end of the line. Matter of fact, they're moving out of the state to chase after the people that the Republicans chased away with a pension tax. Because there's nobody buying anything because everybody's broken, nobody's employed.
Well,
so when you look at the Republican record, it's no good. And you know why they're really pushing this right to work? Because it's a distraction. It's a distraction from their failed policies, and they realize they can't get the economy moving. They can't fix what's in Michigan. So what they've done is that they've created an enemy, an unnecessary enemy. And what they've taught each other to do is how to hate that enemy. And they've labeled them. They're saying that's the reason. That's the reason why things are bad. No, it's not. We're the reason that things are good. We're the reason that people were middle class. We're the reason that we're still standing strong in Michigan. And these are the values that we represent. So what I would say to all the people up there that are, sad, dig in your heels. Get up. dust yourself off, keep moving forward, because that's how winning is going to get done. It's not going to be done by throwing pity parties. Stand up and fight. I got off that plan to get up and fight for you. Now I need you guys to stay fighting with me.
You got us. You got us, Representative. I appreciate it. By the way, Representative Harvey Santana has offered us his office to do the show on Tuesday, and we appreciate that, and we will be there and looking forward to it. Harvey, thanks for your call this morning.
My pleasure.
All right, brother. Caller, stay where you're at. We do have another guest in the next half hour, but if you'll stay where you're at, we'll let you speak your mind to State Representative Phil Kavanaugh, who is scheduled to join us next. So, Tom and Ray, if you would, stay where you are. To everybody else, if you'd like to join us, today it's about you. It's about you every day. In fact, I kind of been preaching that for over a year and a half now. Your voice, your passion, your commitment, your willingness to make a difference. Each and every one of you, if we band together, solidarity, if we band together, we will, can, and must win. Let's take a quick break here on First Shift. I'm Tony Truppiano, proud, proud to be your brother. We'll be back.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, and all of the problems seem to be on 94 right now. Let's head over to eastbound 94 just after the 696 11-mile exit, where we still have reports of police activity on your right shoulder. Eastbound 94 after the Lodge, accident is blocking the right shoulder. Another accident is blocking the left shoulder on 94 westbound at 9 miles. And on 94 westbound near the Southfield Freeway, we got reports of a person standing near traffic on the left shoulder. So, again, use some caution there. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 45 with showers scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, scattered showers again and a high of 41. And it's currently 39 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. Michigan's battle over a Republican attempt to pass so-called right-to-work legislation heated up Thursday with thousands of protesters in the state capitol. Some were arrested as they lay down in a hallway outside the state Senate chambers, and state police used CS gas on them. The anti-union legislation attacks the financial base of unions by outlawing union security clauses that provide for dues to be collected from all workers in an organized workplace. When workers decide they want their workplace to be union, all workers hired in there become members of the union, and dues are often deducted from paychecks according to collective bargaining agreements. Right-to-work legislation makes it illegal for those clauses to exist and allows workers to be covered by collective bargaining agreements without being union members or paying dues. Unions say that allows freeloaders. UAW President Bob King is calling on Michigan Governor Rick Snyder to veto any right-to-work legislation that reaches his desk. Democrat Tim Grimmel is the Michigan House Minority Leader-elect.
This legislation is bad for the middle class, bad for Michigan working families, and perhaps worst of all, it's bad for the small businesses and the local economies that depend on good-paying jobs to facilitate the growth in our state.
For 2 years, Governor Rick Snyder has said he wouldn't support right-to-work legislation in Michigan, but he's changed his position. Even though Michiganders rejected some anti-worker legislation during the November election, Republicans in the legislature are moving forward with even more destructive right-to-work legislation now. Jesse Russell reports.
In the gallery, please. If there's going to be demonstrations, I'll have to clear the gallery.
Michigan Republican Senator Tanya Schutmaker took the gavel to the people of her state on Thursday as they sought to have their voices heard regarding proposed right-to-work legislation. The legislation, which Governor Rick Snyder said Thursday morning he would sign into law, comes nearly 2 years after protests at the Michigan State Capitol over expanding emergency financial manager powers. Those new powers granted the managers the power to void labor contracts, fire publicly elected officials, and shut down schools. In November, Michiganders soundly rejected the new powers in a ballot measure. During those initial protests, Snyder had said he was against making Michigan a right-to-work state. Senate Democratic leader Gretchen Whitmer expressed the concerns of the protesting workers during a press conference.
This is about the middle class in Michigan. This is about our kids. This is about our future. And it's time for us to take a stand, and we are here to tell you we're ready to take that stand.
You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Triano.
And welcome back, everybody. 35 minutes after the hour. The callers we have on hold, we are going to get to you in just a few minutes, but let me turn my attention now to my next guest. This gentleman is truly a man of the people, a good colleague of State Representative Harvey Santana, who just called the show, somebody that I have a great deal of respect for. I know him personally, not to mention the fact that he's got the coolest backyard in Wayne County. He is one of the most progressive, forward-thinking members of the State House of Representatives, and I welcome Phil Kavanaugh to the show this morning. My friend, thank you for joining us today.
Very, very kind, Tony, and happy to be here.
Representative Kavanaugh, if you would, for the audience, explain, as the day unfolded yesterday, what was your personal experience?
I was overwhelmed with grief. I mean, I couldn't believe that this was happening on my watch. I had that thought over and over and over. It is something that we talked about 2 years ago. I'm a freshman. This is my first term. And it was my line in the sand. I would be willing to, you know, talk about any subject except this. And I did take some relief that the governor was going to do X, Y, and Z, even though I didn't agree with, you know, moving over $1 billion away from education and the working class and giving it to corporations last year. I didn't believe in pension taxes, that kind of stuff. But it was a sad day yesterday. It truly was. And powerlessness. You know, we all knew that it was a done deal. Conversations had led all week, and there was a ray of hope that just maybe they wouldn't do it. But it was a sad day, and they had to do it during lame duck. This is the shame. The vote was 58-52, and they have lost 5 seats. So they knew they didn't have the votes come January. And I think they're ripping off the people of Michigan. I don't think Michigan wants it. It is a race for the bottom. It is going to hurt every working class person in our state, and it's just a shame.
You know, Representative Kavanaugh, there are lots of problems with what happened yesterday, and thank you, by the way, for your honesty. I really appreciate the way you laid that out. The idea, though, that they would not allow or they are not going to allow public comment, that's quite disturbing for me. I mean, we supposedly live in a democracy. Listen, even if they had no plan of listening to these folks but just letting them talk would be one thing. But to deny the great people of the state of Michigan a voice is not democracy, Representative Kavanaugh, is it?
Absolutely not. It isn't. And, you know, when they locked down the Capitol and we had to get a court order to open it, and a comment was made by one of my Republican colleagues, I don't think a lot of those members felt good. I think they were forced into this, and it wasn't something they wanted to do. But he said we had more debate on the incandescent light bulb and, you know, the right to light than we did the right to work. It was a shame. There was no public hearings. It was the bill was announced the same day, and hours later, it was rammed through. I'm just surprised that they allowed, you know, some Democrats to speak. They didn't allow us all, but I was able to speak, and I talked about how my grandfather came from Ontario, Canada. His father came from Ireland to work at the Ford Rouge, and he was a boilermaker. And, you know, he had seven children, and one ended up being the mayor of Detroit, and another next year will be the longest-serving Supreme Court justice. And my grandpa grew up in poverty, and yet all his kids became middle-class people, and for generations thereafter, we're all middle-class people. Unions are a way to break poverty and develop a middle class, and I don't see why we want to be regressive and go back to not having enough money to purchase the things that you're actually making.
Absolutely. My guest again is State Representative Phil Kavanaugh from Redford. Let's go to the phones, Representative Kavanaugh, and let's hear from some of the people that are affected by yesterday's decision. I want to welcome Ray in Pontiac. Ray, thank you so much for calling this morning. You're on the line. You're on the phone. I'm sorry.
Good morning, Tony. I'm 73 and, been in the UAW some 45 years ago and, also worked at the post office as a union person. And what happened yesterday is not only a disgrace, but I knew that it was coming because this man, Snyder, is a corporation, guru. And anyone, and this is my humble opinion, anyone that is in business cannot govern. Only thing they know how to do is to cut and to look at overhead, and they are in servitude to those who rule them. We saw the same thing that happened over in Wisconsin when Diane Hendricks asked Walker before he was recalled if he could make Wisconsin a right-to-work state. So these are his corporate master, they're upset about probably what happened on November 6th. Or whatever the case may be. But all he's doing is paying his corporate master's back. That's all he is doing.
Absolutely right.
I'm a fighter. I've been fighting for years.
Well, thank you.
And, now.
And,
then I just want to say this last thing.
All righty.
That we as a state, I don't care how old we are, it makes it we have got to fight this thing, and we will do it because elections have consequences. And had we voted in 2010 and not voted this man in, and also so they would gerrymander and redistrict, we would not be dealing with this.
Well, Ray, you're right, and thank you so much for your call. Representative Kevin, I'll let you comment on what Ray had to say.
Well, one of the travesties about yesterday is they put an appropriation in, which disallows, as per the Michigan Constitution, a referendum to reverse this because they don't want the people to speak. But we do have recall mechanisms, and we should exercise that. This is like Engler back in 83 when he was able to recall a couple of legislators, and it changed history for 20 years thereafter, 30 years thereafter. I think this is our opportunity. We should be pissed and do something about it because I think in 2014, 2016, it'll be very, very tough. We have to do it now.
All right, 888-552-3595. Jerry in Farmington Hills joins us now. Jerry, you're on the air with Representative Phil Kavanaugh.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Not very merry, I guess, but what the previous caller mentioned, I was going to ask. This is put out as part of an appropriation bill. We're putting out a referendum to have it repealed by the voters is not possible, right?
That is correct.
Okay, well, I guess we've got 58 people we've got to remove from the state House of Representatives. There's probably a few in there that were term limited or defeated for re-election that for them it doesn't matter. They're gone in January, but I guess we got to do some house cleaning. We'll have to figure out how many more we got to get rid of in the state Senate.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you for your call. You know, Representative Kavanaugh, this idea of having to wait for 2014, it's an option, but not the preferable one. And I appreciate your honesty and your passion this morning. We should be angry, but we need to be careful not to be violent, not to do anything stupid, but we need to band together in solidarity and begin this fight immediately.
Absolutely agreed. And like a lot of the changes that went through last year, that Capitol was packed. Anytime one of those doors were opened
to either chamber, the House or the Senate, you could hear people chanting. And in the face of that, in the face of just the Michigan populace screaming that they don't want this, it's still done. So I think they're scared of, you know, the majority of Michiganders. They're doing it to follow their marching orders, just be blunt.
You know, I've got to ask you, you, of course, probably know much better than I do, all of the realities of right to work, all the statistics, that it truly is a race to the bottom, that it will cut people's pay, it will cut people's benefits. We will no longer have an ability to negotiate safety rules, patient to nurse ratios. I could go on and on and on. And these are just stark realities, Representative Kavanaugh. These are not my opinions. These are facts. And the governor yesterday said that the reason he would support right to work is because it's pro-worker. I don't know how you reconcile the facts versus that statement.
I'm speechless on that because it doesn't make any sense. It's counterintuitive, and they're just grasping because it's bad policy, but it's what the Michigan Chamber wanted. The Michigan Chamber just shelled out a lot of money to defeat ballot initiatives and keep a lot of those people in office, and they're cashing their chip in.
Now, it's just absolutely the disgusting what's happened. In the meantime, we know that Tuesday is a big day up at the Capitol. We are, of course, encouraging as many people as can be there to be there. We are going to be bringing the show to the state capitol on Tuesday. Representative Kavanaugh will be actually setting up shop in Representative Harvey Santana's office. So why don't you plan to join us at some time Tuesday morning?
It absolutely will, and thank you.
All right.
It was so refreshing to have those people there because, like I said, it was a very, very sad day. And it was a lonely day because we felt so helpless. And the masses need to be there, and let's not take this lightly.
Absolutely. Representative Kavanaugh, my friend Phil, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you all.
I appreciate it. A quick break. Tim in Brownstown, you are up next. Stay where you're at. Give us a call, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift.
Feel the signatures smell rotten on the contracts and the deeds. That
Tony Truppiano wanting to wish all of you the happiest and most joyous of holiday season. Whether you celebrate the Christmas holiday or just celebrate the time of year, know that we here at First Shift care about you and wish you the very best.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Need a boost to be your best? Drink SK Energy Shots. None of the bad stuff in it, so you never crash or get the jitters. Just a smooth rush of energy that tastes great. SK Energy Shots make the switch to a better source of energy. Available at GNC, CVS, and your local retailers.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Let me turn my attention now to Special Assistant to President Al Garrett at AFSCME Council 25, Ned McNeil.
We specifically signed this agreement on February the 1st of this year, and we ratified this agreement in March. They could have put this agreement in place that the unions had did, which would have annually saved the city $180.2 million. You wouldn't be in this game that they're playing. That they're just playing this game with people's lives and with the citizens of the city of Detroit.
On 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women who put in a hard day's work every day. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock joins us after the top of the hour break. I'm sure he has lots on his mind today. I do want to encourage you to join us as we work our way through the rest of this hour. 888-552-3595. I especially want to thank those of you that have been writing and sending texts and commenting on Twitter. We need to work together moving forward. Give us a call now. Let's go to Tim in Brownstown. Tim, happy holidays to you. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Tony. Same to you. Happy holidays. My position, I'm not really pro-union, but I do have a question. And if Michigan goes right to work, you guys don't cease to exist, and wouldn't more people want to join the union?
Yeah, but the problem, Tim, is they would have the ability to join the union but not have to pay dues, and you can't run a business without money, and a union is a business.
All right, so it's about the money then.
No, Tim, it's not about the money. It's about a model. What do you not get about it? Let me make this simple for you. If you, let's say you wanted to advertise on my radio show and you had the option either to pay for the ad or not to pay for the ad, but you could still get the ad, which one would you do?
Well, I would probably not pay for that ad.
Thank you. And then I would go out of business because I can't, this is a business. I can't run my business without money. So you made my point, Tim. Thanks for calling this morning. That's the kind of nearsightedness in the low-information voter. And Tim is obviously a low-information voter. You start off a call, I'm not pro-union, and so it's just about the money. Wow, Tim, you really need to do a little reading. Maybe a little history lesson would be in order. 888-552-3595. Rhonda in Ypsilanti joins us now. Happy holidays to you, Rhonda. Thanks for punching in with us this morning.
Good morning, Tony. I was calling because after listening to the show yesterday, and then I received an email. I'm actually a state employee. I'm non-union, but I support the union and always have. We get these emails from the governor, and it talks about, it has this little video about his support of this ridiculous measure. So I call the governor's office to voice my concern about it. And, you know, his little minion that answered the phone, when I said, you know, why are you doing this? If this is the case, if you're going to pass this legislation, you should make it so that the people who choose not to buy, you know, make the membership dues, they shouldn't be covered by the advocacy and the representation. And his response was, well, you know, if the union is offering something that the people find value in, then they'll pay for it. I said, you know, that's really not a good answer. I said, it's ridiculous. I said, and I used the example that I think Mr. Porn used yesterday about if I wanted to go join the Chamber of Commerce, but I didn't want to pay the dues, do you think they'd let me in? And he's like, well, No, I don't. I said, so according to your logic, I should be able to go to Kroger and get all the food that I want and not pay. I should be able to go to the hospital and get all the care that I want and not pay. And it should be fine. Well, no, and he offers up the same thing. I told him again that's a ridiculous answer and it's unacceptable. So he took my name, hung up the phone, and then interestingly enough, like not 30 seconds later, my cell phone rings from the little dummy number that comes when you get a call from the state.
Yeah.
I pick it up and nobody answers and somebody hung up. So I was like, what is that about? You know, just to hear the logic and the rationale, and so now hearing that they pushed the law through, it was very clear that they really had no interest in hearing an opposing view or taking it into consideration.
Well,
it's a really sad day for Michigan.
Well, first of all, let me thank you for the story you just told, and thank you for not being a low-information voter. You're a high-information voter, and your passion is appreciated, especially considering the fact that you're not a union member. But I think, Rhonda, you understand that this doesn't just affect union members. It affects all people. And what they did yesterday is inexcusable and disgusting. And I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for calling, Rhonda. It was a great call. Not surprised that they gave her a low-information voter answer to her question. My brother Tom at the United Food and Commercial Workers Union is on the line. Tom, sorry about earlier. We've just had busy phone lines today, my friend.
I understand, Tony. Good morning. And, I'd like to say this is an insult and slap to the face to the many people who died for us in Michigan to acquire this right. And I'd like to throw down a challenge to really good attorneys like Bernstein, like Jeffrey Feiger, to challenge the constitutionality of a law that allows people to take services and not pay for it. And to Roger's comment on the double-edged sword, yeah, you got to sign them up individually in the union shops. Why don't we have the right to go into non-union shops and sign up the people who want to be union there individually?
I think you make an excellent point. No, Tom, I think you make an excellent point. Listen, you know, the one thing that you and I intimately understand is that I hate to sound like this, but there are a lot of stupid people out there, Tom, that just don't understand that when you want something, when you benefit from it and you have to fight for it, you actually have to show up and fight for it.
Right. And simply put, if this was good for workers, business wouldn't be for it.
There you go.
That's a proven fact.
No, you're 100% right.
If it would be bad for business, they wouldn't be for it.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Tom, thanks so much for your call, and happy holidays to you, although I have a feeling we'll be hearing from you before the holiday season gets to us. I want to thank Patty in St. Clair County for her email this morning. One of the most passionate progressives I know as well. She made sure she got out to her network yesterday to call the governor's office. We need to continue to call no matter what happens. We need to inundate the office. A lot of you wrote me yesterday and said you've been calling your reps, you've been calling your senators, you've been calling the governor, and you're getting voicemail or full voicemail boxes. Keep calling. If you get voicemail, leave a message. Leave your name. Leave your phone number. Don't be afraid to identify who you are. You have a right to your opinion. You have a right to your facts. And you shouldn't be afraid to stand up for not only yourself and your family and your friends, but your neighbors and your brothers and your sisters and your favorite radio show host, whoever that might be. I'm just saying, the fight is worthy of the effort. A quick break for the top of the hour. The Reverend David Alexander Bullock on the other side. Also in the next hour, the minority leader direct in the Michigan House of Representatives, Representative Tim Grimmel. And we're going to ask him some very specific questions about where we go from here. All right, let's get to NBC News here at the top of the hour. I'm going to go blow off some steam somewhere, punch a wall, I don't know, scream outside. And then we'll be back and continue on First Shift. Stay with us.
continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, and all of the problems seem to be on 94 right now. Let's head over to eastbound 94 just after the 696 11-mile exit, where we still have reports of police activity on your right shoulder. Eastbound 94 after the Lodge, accident is blocking the right shoulder. Another accident is blocking the left shoulder on 94 westbound at 9 miles. And on 94 westbound near the Southfield Freeway, we got reports of a person standing near traffic on the left shoulder. So again, use some caution there. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 45 with showers scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, scattered showers again and a high of 41. And it's currently 39 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this top of the hour NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim McLeshevsky. Superstorm Sandy could pour cold water on U.S. job growth. CNBC's Kyla Toshi on the November jobs report due this morning.
Forecasts call for just 80,000 jobs to have been added to payrolls. That's versus 171,000 in October, and that would be the smallest growth in 5 months.
Syrian rebels fighting to topple President Bashar Assad say the Damascus International Airport is now a legitimate target. Meanwhile, NBC's Richard Engel says there's growing concerns about whether Syria's president will deploy chemical weapons against rebels.
Among rebel fighters, chemical weapons are a constant fear. And we found evidence that at least some Syrian frontline units have been issued gas masks for months.
A tsunami warning has been lifted for northeast Japan after a strong earthquake shook the region. The quake shook buildings as far away as Tokyo. It had a preliminary magnitude of 7.3. This is NBC News Radio. Marijuana became legal under Washington state law on Thursday, so bong hits and funny brownies for everybody? NBC's Kristen Dahlgren says the law has raised many questions.
The initiative, passed in the November election, is modeled on alcohol laws. It's still illegal to drive if impaired or possess pot if you're under 21. And technically, you're not allowed to smoke in public. The Seattle police received a directive to issue verbal warnings only.
Federal Election Commission figures show Republican Mitt Romney's presidential campaign had nearly $26 million left in the bank after the election. President Obama's reelection effort had just over $14 million left. And the aroma of a box of Pizza Hut pizza now available in a perfume. Pizza Hut has released a limited edition perfume, the idea inspired by a joke on Facebook that asked customers to suggest names for a pizza-scented perfume. The post was so popular, the company decided to develop 110 bottles of the fragrance. I'm Jim Klishevsky, NBC News Radio.
Save on your next oil change with a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. This offer won't last long, so hurry in today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot Project Loan is a simple way to put big projects within reach. You not only get no payments and no interest for 6 months, you also get the flexibility of paying it off anytime. So whether it's new flooring or a whole new kitchen, the Project Loan makes it easy and we make it possible. Get started now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Big jobs report coming up at the bottom of the hour. Weak reading predicted, maybe only 80,000 jobs added last month, thanks in large part to Superstorm Sandy chaos. Also, high uncertainty about governmental policy changes ahead of the election were lifted in early November, of course, but quickly replaced by worry over economic consequences should we reach the fiscal cliff. Ahead of that report, S&P futures down 3 points, NASDAQ futures down 4, Dow futures losing 19. With about 3 weeks to go in 2012, Wall Street is holding higher for the year. The Dow is 7% up, S&P 500 up a more impressive 12.5% on the year. And now market analysts are making their forecast for 2013. And as is so often the case, predictions range from way up to way down. A strategist with Citigroup thinks the market will be up 14%. Wells Fargo says will be down 2% next year. An average of analysts compiled by USA Today says maybe a 7% market gain in 2013. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
As a young Raytheon engineer in 1945, Percy Spencer should have been hard at work on military radar. Instead, he was distracted and a bit angry at the spreading stain on his trousers. A candy bar had melted in his pocket. After a moment's thought, Percy connected two unlikely elements. The device he tinkered with, a microwave-emitting magnetron, and that gooey chocolate. As you might suspect, Percy Spencer had stumbled into the technology behind the microwave oven. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. Messes happen and stains are a pain. But be mindful. Give in to life's little problems and you miss your chance to really clean up in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
And welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this post-Right to Work Friday program. And we've got a lot to do. We've got a lot to talk about. I want to continue to encourage you all to call the program. It's time to purge. It's time to share. It's time to seek brotherhood, sisterhood, solidarity, and perhaps a little spiritual comfort this morning, and we're going there next. 888-552-3595 is the number for this radio program, and you are welcome to join us at any time. Gentlemen, if you would, an introduction, and we'll get this hour going.
Dedicated to enrich the community spiritually, intellectually, and politically, First Shift welcomes President of the Highland Park NAACP and President of the Detroit Chapter of Rainbow Push.
Now that Public Act 4 is gone, there is no legislative basis for the creation of a separate statewide school district that takes assets from the Detroit Public Schools, and also in the wake of all of this, the Attorney General and the Emergency Manager and the Governor are saying that the elected school board of DPS were elected illegally.
Reverend David Alexander Bullock.
And we welcome for his second of what will be many visits to First Shift, Reverend D. Alexander Bullock. Reverend Bullock, a blessing to have you with us this morning after a very difficult day yesterday coming out of the Capitol in Lansing. I think you're a little bit of medicine for us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Tony Tripiano, thank you for having me again. It's so good to be on the show this Friday morning.
Well, you know, let's talk about the big news. And I want to be mindful. I want people to be mindful. The right to work legislation that was passed in the House and the Senate yesterday were not the only bills that were anti-people. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But Reverend Bullock, for those that are listening this morning, we have had dozens of calls already today from people that are very, very concerned. What can we offer them this morning as a way of guidance?
Well, we must keep hope alive. We must continue to fight. We never won a battle unless we fought. And so it's fighting time. When we fight back, we win. And sometimes the days get dark. Sometimes the mountains are high and the valleys are low, but we never give up hope. The only way to drown, Tony, is to stop kicking. And so we keep on kicking because we know we're going to make it. So my encouragement to everyone listening today is to not fall into the pit of despair, is to not give up, not throw the towel in. We fall down, but we get back up again. And if we continue to push, we know that we ultimately will have the victory because right is on our side.
Those are beautifully positioned words. I'll tell you, as I just said, lots of things happened yesterday that are perhaps not as well known because the right to work obviously is a massive issue, as it should be. But we, you know, what this audience may not be aware of is there's a new emergency manager law coming down the pike. We know that, and I just read this morning, Michigan is in the top three states for taxing those in poverty. Who has benefited from that? Well, the wealthy, the corporations, businesses. You know, Reverend Bullock, I thought we spoke fairly clearly on November 6th that we didn't want Public Act 4, and the courts don't seem to agree with us on Public Act 72, and yet here we are with more legislation that limits our democratic rights. Your thoughts?
Again, I think that Michigan is ground zero for the fight to protect the future of America. Democracy has obviously become negotiable in this country in the name of austerity. And while we continue to push for prosperity, not austerity, I think these moves by the Republican administration in Michigan show, one, of a disrespect for the will of the people. Two, it shows a insensitivity to how public policy affects those who are most vulnerable. And three, it shows a new ideological approach to solving financial problems, namely by using a business model and treating corporations as being more important than citizens, and basically cutting their way to balancing budgets, but on the backs of those who need services the most. And so we're in an ideological struggle. I think everyone at this point should understand that this is a struggle between those who want to support working people, want to support the middle class, want to support inclusion and democracy, and those who really just want to prioritize profit over people. And so it's a kind of us-them situation. And so we must stand up and stand in the gap and continue to fight for what we believe in. But we must also be ready for a very, very long and protracted struggle, because I think this is just the beginning of a longer struggle in Michigan and indeed the nation.
Well, let's bring it home. As you're obviously fully aware, as is this audience, the treasurer, State of Michigan, Andy Dillon, said that on Monday he will begin a financial review of the city of Detroit, which is a track for an emergency financial manager. It's my belief, and I believe it's yours, that an emergency manager model is not a cure for what ails us. Your thoughts on that, Reverend Bullock?
Of course it's not a cure. I mean, at the end of the day, emergency management will not solve the severe financial problems that we have in the city of Detroit. I think we've been saying all along, this problem that we have is not a problem that you can manage your way out of. We have to deal with the realities of insurance redlining. To deal with the realities of the foreclosure fallout and the forced evictions in the city of Detroit. We need reinvestment. You can't save the tree by watering the leaves. You must water the roots at the bottom of the tree. We need a bottom-up stimulus in Detroit and in the state of Michigan. And so, again, this move to manage blood loss, to manage – how do you manage losing your limbs. You don't manage losing your limbs when you need to walk. What you need is you need restoration of those withered limbs. And so this is just bad public policy. And we've got to fight against it, Tony.
You know, it's interesting because as we continue to focus on issues that matter to the majority, as we continue to look at prosperity versus austerity, as we continue to stand up to an ideology that has no logic to it, it seems to me a little confusing that more people aren't outraged by what's happening with their democratic rights, what's happening by virtue of policy that only serves the top 1 or 2% in the state. And I'm concerned that the people have become so apathetic, it may be next to impossible to engage them.
You know what, Tony? I don't think the people have become too apathetic. I think once people really begin to understand what we're facing, and people really begin the what's up for grabs in this conversation, that they will be engaged. What we've got to do as the leadership is we cannot promote despair. We cannot promote hopelessness. We cannot continue to promote the negative side of this. Sometimes we fall down, but we do get back up again. And we know that we're fighting for the right thing. We're fighting to enlarge democracy. We're fighting for prosperity. We're fighting for a renewed urban policy and economic recovery for the domestic front and not just the foreign front. And so we must continue to raise that message. And I think that people will respond to that message. I mean, as they have many, many times before. And so it's our task. Those of us who are in leadership, those of us who are on the radio shows and the television shows and are doing the organizing, to continue to articulate where we're going and what we face, not what we've lost, but what we have gained and what we will win if we continue to push ahead.
Well, and certainly if history has taught us nothing else, especially as it relates to the middle class, it is those that are willing to sustain the fight, and I don't mean that from a violent perspective, but standing up, staying up, showing up, being present, using your voice, singing in concert, not being afraid to show courage and persevere through what are sometimes very daunting periods. That history teaches us that if we can sustain that effort, we can and indeed will win.
That's right. That's right. I mean, we can and we will win. And at the end of the day, Tony, I believe that sometimes when your back is up against the wall, you fight back. I think maybe, you know, this is a blessing in disguise as it relates to our organizing. We've had it so good for so long that we thought that we had it made. But the reality is that now with this right to work legislation, with the EAA, with all of the issues that we face in Detroit and around the state of Michigan, I think now we begin to understand that this is a do-or-die situation. It's an all-hands-on-deck situation. We've either got to run north to freedom or stay in bondage in the South at this point. And I think maybe now, after we pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off, we will be ready to really, really dig in and work together and be the change that we want to see.
Well, I believe that as well. We've got to take a very quick break here, Reverend Bullock. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the fiscal cliff. We also talked earlier this week about the human cliff. There is an action coming up on Monday that the Reverend Bullock needs you to show up for. We'll tell you all about that on the other side of this break. I also want to encourage you to call us, to purge, to share your story, to share your sorrow, to share your empowerment and your enlightenment. We need to hear from you today. Folks, this is your show. This is your chance. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org and on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. A quick break here. We'll continue with the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock right after this.
This is State Representative Thomas Stallworth of the 7th Legislative District, and I just want to wish everyone a happy, happy holiday.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking your rush hour drive on 11 Mile Road, both directions at Mound. Traffic lights are flashing yellow in all directions, so treat that as a four-way stop. 696 eastbound, accident is on the off-ramp to southbound Telegraph, and that's blocking the right shoulder. And on 94 eastbound after the Lodge Freeway, accident is blocking the right shoulder there also. And we got slow traffic on 75 northbound between 696 and 11 mile and on 75 southbound between 12 mile and 696. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 45 with showers scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, scattered showers again and a high of 41. It's currently 39 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized. You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. Our guest, the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock, and we're going to talk now a little bit about the fiscal cliff and what was called the human cliff. Reverend Bullock, earlier this week, as I'm sure you're aware, unemployment benefits will expire for some 2 million Americans, 70,000 of them in the state of Michigan, come December 29th, unless an agreement can be worked out. As people that have been struggling without work, people that are mired in a middle class that is quickly shrinking while those living in poverty is quickly growing, it has been a difficult week. There's no question about it. And now we have the ongoing negotiations again on what's called the fiscal cliff. I know that you're going to be involved in an action on Monday that you would like some support for.
That's right. I want everyone to meet me Monday at 11 a.m. On Congress Street in Detroit in front of Senator Debbie Stabenow's office. While we do applaud and appreciate all of the work that the senator has done, we want to provide cover for her as she continues to fight against these across-the-board cuts that will cut training programs, that will cut Medicare, Medicaid, that will make cuts to the services and resources that the most vulnerable in our society depend upon, namely seniors and students in the middle class. And so she cannot fight alone. She cannot fight that fight by herself. Indeed, we must stand up and support her and also raise a clarion call so that all elected officials and others involved in this conversation know that there is a grassroots, there are ground troops that are concerned about the fiscal cliff. We must not just think about the fiscal cliff, but we must think about the people who are in the valley who need resources and rain in the valley. Tony, I believe that the right-to-work situation in Michigan, the emergency manager situation in Michigan, and then the fiscal cliff conversation nationally is really the same conversation. We are trying to decide between austerity or prosperity. Do we cut essential services? Do we cut access to health programs and training programs in the present to balance a budget, or do we reinvest and maybe cut our military programs, maybe make those who have the most pay a little more in taxes? And so we're going to have a rally press conference on Monday in front of Debbie Stabenow's office, and even then we'll be moving also to educate people in churches and in locals as we continue to push so that those programs that most of us depend upon are not cut off because of a conversation about austerity measures.
You know, it's interesting because there is a great deal that we do control. The disconnect, obviously, Reverend Bullock, when we take a look at what's happening at the federal level and we take a look at what's happening at the state level and even at the local level, where the majority of people, of voters, of citizens want one thing, yet those in the majority don't seem to be getting the message. Now, they're obviously hearing it, but they choose to ignore it. And that is why we need to make sure that through this beautiful thing we call solidarity, people continue to struggle toward the common good. And that sometimes in that journey, Reverend, we do have to sacrifice before we can gain access to those things that we know provide.
That's right. I mean, we have to sacrifice, but we have to sacrifice our time. Sometimes we have to sacrifice our egos, Tony. Sometimes we have to sacrifice our tendency to want to have individualized credit. Sometimes we have to sacrifice our own organizational brands. You know, I'm with Rainbow. I'm with National Action Network. I'm with UAW. I'm with SEIU. I'm Baptist. I'm Presbyterian. I'm atheist. Sometimes we have to sacrifice these labels so that we can work together. The reality is this. The other side doesn't mind working together. They know how not to like each other, but at the same time, how to work together to get things done. They share a common language. They share a common agenda. They share a common purpose. And so even now we're seeing that the unity that the conservative movement has and that the Republican Party has harnessed has been able to reap dividends in terms of them obtaining resources and securing their power. It's time for the progressive community to not be so progressive that we're not positive, or be so left that we're loose. I mean, we have to come together. I think the big tent can secure resources and offices and dollars so that we can provide for reinvestment. I believe that the progressive movement can stabilize training programs, can fight for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, can fight for many of the safety net programs that most of us depend upon. But it's going to take us all coming together because, as you well know, divided, we cannot stand.
Perfect. Barbara in Wayne joins us now. Barbara, thanks so much for punching in with us this morning. Happy holidays to you, sweetheart.
And Merry Christmas and happy holiday to both of you. And I thank both of you so much for all that you do. It's just almost overwhelming sometimes because I know you go nonstop. And thank you once again. Reverend Bullock, last Sunday on Rainbow Push, Reverend Jesse Jackson, gave a website for the fiscal cliff, and
yes.
It was very interesting. And I was just wondering if you had that information so we could all look that up. And it was just a phenomenal program.
I tell you what, I don't have the particular website that Reverend gave, but I want to give you Rainbow Push's website if you don't have that one. www.rainbowpush.org. www.rainbowpush.org. And I don't know if you're on Facebook or not, but our local chapter, we do have a number of information about the fiscal cliff on our Facebook page, which we use to disseminate information. And that's just on Facebook, Rainbow Push Detroit. Rainbow Push Detroit. So if you go to rainbowpush.org, O-R-G, or Rainbow Push Detroit, there should be links that can lead you to the website that Reverend Jackson referenced on the broadcast, as well as other information. And I just thank you so much for watching and for calling in and for supporting and standing with us.
Barbara, thank you so much, and have a great day. Thank you for your call. Reverend Bullock, we've got about 60 seconds left. I'll give that to you and let you give us some parting words.
Tony Tripiano, Detroit, southeastern Michigan. Michigan, America, it's time to stand up. Look, we've got to fight back. We cannot allow for workers to be displaced, for the middle class to be destroyed, and for democracy to be depressed. Michigan is now ground zero for the fight to restore democracy, for the fight to provide resources and equal opportunity. And so if we come together, we can win this. It's not a black or white thing. It's the right thing. It is our time. It's our season to stand up, and we must do it, for there won't be another chance for us to make this stand. So let us stand today.
God bless you, my friend. We will look forward to talking to you again next Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Tony. You too.
All right. The Reverend D. Alexander Bullock. Folks, a quick break here. When we continue, State Representative and Democratic Minority Leader-elect Tim Grimmel. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
Taking your rush hour drive on 11 Mile Road, both directions at mile. Traffic lights are flashing yellow in all directions, so treat that as a four-way stop. 696 eastbound, accident is on the off-ramp to southbound Telegraph, and that's blocking the right shoulder. And on 94 eastbound after the Lodge Freeway, accident is blocking the right shoulder there also. And we got slow traffic on 75 northbound between 696 and 11 mile, and on 75 southbound between 12 mile and 696. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 45 with showers scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, scattered showers again and a high of 41. It's currently 39 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Those who say we should run government like a business must not be frequent flyers. Flying, which was once a fairly good experience, now amounts to being herded, harassed, barked at, and squeezed, while being dunned every step of the way for onerous fees. Make a reservation? Do it yourself, or pay extra. Check a bag? The fee for that is so pricey that most passengers have had to turn themselves into mules, toting their full load on board, which the airlines view as a new fee opportunity, planning to charge us for storing the stuff we schlep onto the plane. What's next? A charge to use the toilet? Yes. Here's the CEO of Ryanair in Europe. One thing we're looking at again is the possibility of maybe putting a coin slot on the toilet door. After all, mused another Ryanair exec, a toilet tax would be voluntary, since passengers have the option of not using the toilet. Even though the airlines are in the black again and keep raising their ticket prices 3 times this year alone, they still keep jacking up fees, because they can. It's free money they can simply lift out of travelers' wallets. "We're all about finding ways of raising discretionary revenue," gloated the chief of Ryanair. Nearly every airline these days is addicted to fees, and the take is both huge and growing. These add-ons will pluck $36 billion from us customers this year, $4 billion more than last year. This is Jim Hightower saying, is there a tipping point at which consumer grumbling about these gouges turns to rebellion? A group called AirfareWatchdog.com thinks so. Noting that airlines are making profits again, it reports that the flying public has had it up to here with fees. Delta, for one, has responded. Not by cutting fees, but by excluding from its public reports the full amount of fee revenue it takes from us.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show. Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back indeed, 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. As I said earlier this morning and posted on the Facebook page last night, leaders lead and cowards follow. Yesterday, our governor was a follower. Well, now we have a leader on our show. Joining us now is State Representative Tim Grimmel. As I shared with you earlier, not only is he a proud progressive member of the Michigan State House, he is the minority leader-elect. And my, oh my, does he have his hands full this morning? We want to encourage you, of course, to call, as you have been all morning. And Representative Grimmel, I can't thank you enough, being with all you've been through the last few days and what's coming up ahead, giving us some time this morning. Thank you.
Of course, Tony. It's great to be back on your show again, and thank you for all of your leadership on the air, leading our progressives during this very difficult time.
Well, yesterday was both confusing. It was difficult. I can tell you that throughout the morning we have taken dozens of calls from people that are concerned, but I think, Representative Grimmel, I can happily say empowered as well.
Well, I hope that's the case, because this is just the beginning of what's going to be a very long fight to, first, in the next few days, still doing everything we can to slow down the process. And you know, we don't have a lot of leverage, but doing all we can to try to stop this from becoming law. And then, assuming that it does become law, even more importantly, trying to do everything we can to repeal it over the next 2 years, to take back the House, to take back the governorship, and to make sure that we're putting Michigan on the right track again to protect middle-class and working families instead of attacking them like the Republicans are doing right now.
You know, I want to make sure that people understand, Representative Grimmel, that you have gone out of your way to try to reach over to the other side of the aisle and have not just a discussion but a negotiation. And it's my understanding that the Republicans wanted no part of that.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, certainly I reached out to the other side of the aisle. My colleague, current Democratic leader in the House, because I won't be the Democratic leader until January, the current Democratic leader, Rick Hamill, did the same thing. The Democratic leader in the Senate, Gretchen Whitmer, has done the same. Labor leaders have also tried to reach out and try to reach some accommodation here. And the fact of the matter is that the Republican leaders strung labor along and have now, in the absolute last minute, 11th hour of a lame duck session, rammed this through. And they've done that because they did not want public debate on this. They did not have any committee deliberations on this at all. They suspended the rules to avoid any opportunity for the public to be heard. Then, of course, we want to make sure that they have the votes to pass this, and they are relying on the votes in the legislature of Republicans who were just defeated a month ago in the November election, whose agenda and policy positions have just been rejected by the people of Michigan, and they need their votes because they are not going to stand for election again to be held accountable by the people of Michigan. And perhaps the most egregious thing we saw yesterday is that the state police excluded people from the Capitol in violation of the state constitution for 5 hours, and we had to go to court to get an injunction ordering the state police to let folks into the building. And I understand, based on my conversations with the attorney who went to court, that after getting that injunctive order to allow the public its constitutional right to be in the Capitol and see what the legislature is doing, that even then the governor said, well, we might let them in. And they played all kinds of games about who to serve with this injunctive order. Oh, it's not the state police. It's the attorney general. Oh, it's not the attorney general. It's the governor's office, just to try to delay this. And we, once this injunctive order came out of the court, and when the state police still weren't allowing people into the Capitol, those of us in the Democratic caucus walked out of the Capitol in protest, saying that we should not do the people's business when the people are excluded from that process. People have a right to know what their government's doing, and the Republicans and the administration shamelessly and cowardly tried to exclude the public from having their right to know what's going on.
All right, Representative Grimal, we have lots of people that want to talk to you, so we're going to go to the phones. Let me welcome Joe in Washington Township. Joe, thanks so much for punching in with us this morning. You're on the air with Representative Tim Grimal.
Morning, Tony and Representative Grimal.
And just call me Tim, Joe. You don't have to stand on formality.
Okay, thanks, Tim. First off, I'd like to say that, we have a huge fight ahead of us, but it's no larger than the fight that our courageous union forefathers had when they first brought the unions into being back at the turn of the century in the 30s and so on and so forth. They actually put their lives on the line for what we have right now, and we should look back to them for encouragement and look forward from that point. I also have a couple of questions, if I could. Number one is, I heard that because they attached some sort of legislation to this.
Appropriation is what it is, Joe. It's an appropriation,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that will make it more difficult to repeal?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's right. And first of all, Joe, I couldn't agree more with your first point, which is that when you look back at what the real pioneers of the labor movement went through and the blood that was shed, that, you know, we really should take heart, because if they can do it under those circumstances, we can certainly do it under these circumstances. And you're absolutely right about the fact that the Republicans attached an appropriation to these bills. And the reason for that is pure and simple. They want to prevent any opportunity to have a referendum on these bills. And the state constitution provides that there cannot be a referendum on an appropriation bill. And so they've attached relatively small, insignificant amounts of appropriations to these bills just to prevent a vote of the people on these bills.
All right. Let's go back to the phones and welcome Earl in Ypsilanti. Earl, thanks for giving us a call this morning. You are on the air with Representative Tim Grimal.
Good morning, Representative Tim and Tony. I wish you both happy holidays.
Good morning.
You know, I think we have a new oxymoron, and that's a Republican leader. I believe they grossly overreached. I mean, the state of Michigan rejected Romney and Ryan, and they wanted to do this on a national level. And I think they're going to be paying for this. We need to start the campaign for 2014 right now. We need to find the vulnerable districts where the Republicans are vulnerable, and we need to field strong, qualified candidates. And also, I wanted to let you know that tomorrow at UAW Local 600 in Dearborn at 10550 Dix Avenue, there's going to be some civil disobedience training. And I just wanted to let you know that. And I believe that this fight is far, far from over.
Oh, no question, Earl. Thank you so much for your call. Go ahead, Tim, comment on what Earl had to say.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. You know, this is really just the beginning of the fight over right to work. And let's keep in mind that the Republicans, and particularly the governor, because they're so incredibly cowardly, they didn't want to have any degree of a public discussion on this. They literally only came out yesterday to say they were doing this. And then they're going to try to pass this law by Tuesday. And so this fight really has just begun. And we're going to be taking this fight to the Republicans over the coming 2 years. And it's crucially important that we start now to recruit very good, progressive, strong candidates to beat Republicans in November of 2014.
Absolutely. Susan in Lincoln Park joins us now. Susan, thanks again for punching in with us. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, good morning, Tony and Tim.
Good morning.
I have two quick points to make. The first one might be a little facetious, but I'm going to mention it anyway. I'd like to propose a right to reside law where I can live anywhere in the state, or anyone can live anywhere in the state. They don't have to pay. They don't have to be a member of any of the state or local districts or any of the townships, but they have the rights to get all the services provided to them for free.
That's a brilliant point.
and that's one point. Here's me.
Because the Republicans want to say, hey, if you're represented at the negotiating table by a union, you should be able to get all the benefits of collective bargaining without having to contribute a single penny to the cost of the negotiation of that contract. Yet they don't say that when it comes to paying our taxes to get services. They don't say that when business associations, in concert with the government, levy mandatory fees to pay for certain business services that those organizations provide. So you are absolutely right on target to point out the Republican hypocrisy here.
All right. Go ahead, Susan, real quick.
And the second thing is I think that one of the ways that you could do this is the minute that the ink dries on the bill when Governor Snyder signs it, start sending out bills to the people who don't want to pay the union bills, and maybe to the state legislature, maybe quarterly or so. And then what will happen is they won't pay the bills. So you could take them to court, small claims court. And I want to see the faces on the legislature when you see several $100,000 bill for just and due compensation for services that are provided for the workers that don't want to pay.
No, thank you, Susan, so much for your call. Representative Grimal, we are just about out of time. How important is it that people show up on Tuesday?
It is absolutely incredibly important. We have got to make a statement here to the Republicans and the legislature, to the governor, and most of all, to all of the residents and taxpayers in the state of Michigan, that this issue matters to us, that they have declared all-out war on the middle class, and that we are ready and prepared to fight back and to take back our state so that we can move forward as a prosperous, unified state that cares about each and every one of our citizens.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you on Tuesday, Representative Grimal. A quick break. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Gilda Jacob, CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy. I want to wish everybody a happy and safe and wonderful holiday season.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, Visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
First shift with Tony Trupiano.
I am Tony Trupiano. He is Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299.
It just goes to show that boots on the ground and people at the voting polls, no matter if you make them stay 8-9 hours, this is America, and they tried voter suppression to keep people in line for 8-9 hours, elderly people. And you know what? They stood in line.
That's right.
They said, you're not going to steal this election from me. They tried to do everything in their power. Big money, tried to do everything in their power. You can bet them 1%er sat home and got an absentee ballot and voted. They never waited in no line. Them guys wouldn't stand in line for a cup of coffee.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you. Interact with First Shift. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Now, back to the show. And Tony.
And I want to welcome y'all back to First Shift. We've talked to a handful of legislators this morning. We talked to the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, but we have yet to talk to anybody in the labor movement. I can't think of anybody more appropriate than my next guest. Collective bargaining has become such an essential component to the way we move health care in this country and the way that it is administered, and the rank and file people that make sure that those in their charge are protected, that they understand the rules, and that the compromises that need to be done are always for the safety and excellence in the care they receive. Joining us now is my friend and a friend of this program, the executive director of the Michigan Nurses Association, John Caribbean. And John, I want to thank you for being with us yesterday. I have to imagine that yesterday was not an easy day for the Michigan Nurses Association.
No, I think it was not an easy day for all labor. To watch corporate special interests take over Lansing like that and have that type of impact on legislators. This is not the state that we have worked very hard to build the working class and build up the working class. To watch these type big business and these politicians do everything they can to just try to tear that down, that's never any good. We're past yesterday, we've got today, and we just I think all of us have to put our efforts in moving forward.
Well, there is a call to arms on Tuesday for Tuesday's legislative session. I'm sure, John, you will be there. You always seem to be there. There is a call to arms for Tuesday's legislative session. We're certainly asking those that can show up to show up. I said this just a moment ago, especially with your membership, collective bargaining has played such a critical role in the quality of care. John, have you put much thought to what happens once right to work is instilled?
Well, this whole issue with regard to nurses and collective bargaining, it's really been the only tool that nurses have had to really have an effect on staffing, on quality care in their institutions. And when we go to the table, our contracts certainly talk about the things that everybody's contracts talk about, but we take that a step further, and there's so much patient advocacy in the work that we do, and that's going to be much more difficult in this environment to advocate for our patients, and that will hurt everybody. This is beyond just what's good for wages and so on. This goes into the heart of taking care of our patients.
Well, you know, you're a smart guy, so there was nothing that happened yesterday that necessarily shocked you. I know that, John Cribbion, but that doesn't make what happens any easier. And at the same time, as we've talked to Representative Phil Kavanaugh today, Representative Harvey Santana, Representative Tim Grimmel, Mark Brewer from the Michigan Democratic Party, everybody's telling us the same thing, that this is going to be a battle, it's going to take a while, and we need all hands on deck. You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned Tuesday, and I think the legislature will get a taste of what power labor can bring to Lansing. But this goes beyond Lansing. I got to say that this isn't just about the impact on those legislators. This is about this is what big business wanted. This is what corporate special interests wanted. And this fight has to go back into the communities, back to where that corporate special interest in big business is. So it should, for those people that are listening that support those efforts, it should be very clearly noted that this fight goes beyond the Capitol building. This is going to go back into the communities where our members live, where they live, they eat, they live and work. And so this is something that's going to be bigger. And I've never seen this type of solidarity among labor to take to the streets and take our message into those places and to those people that were bankrolling these politicians.
Well, again, the stunning part of this week for me has been the complete and utter lies of Governor Rick Snyder. After almost 24 months of it's not on my agenda, after saying or after not committing to what he would do if it was put on his desk, after saying repeatedly, this is too divisive an issue, we just need to move on from it. After all of that, in a 48-hour period of time, it ended up on his agenda, and he said that he would sign it. And, John, this is the part that stunned me most of all. He said he would sign it because it's pro-worker.
Yeah, I don't think that governor in his term of office has done one thing that's been pro-worker. This is a governor that at every turn has taken every opportunity to do what he can to hurt the working class. And what's sad about it, and up until this week, he let everybody else be the bad guy, and he stood in his ivory tower as if he wasn't part of that movement. But I think his stripes were shown very clearly here, and I hope people realize what they have for a governor who's up for reelection in 2 years, and we all should keep that in mind.
Well, I think they certainly know what they have now, and it doesn't take a whole lot of courage or vision to make a non-decision or to support what your benefactors, read that business, big business and millionaires want, which is what this governor has done. Not to mention the fact that leadership in the House and the Senate have ignored the will of the people. And John Cribbion, as you're well aware, democracy was thwarted yesterday. They aborted democracy yesterday by locking people out, by using pepper spray on the crowd, and I could go on. This is really not the democracy that we bought into, is it?
No, and like you said, I was there yesterday. I saw that, and it's really sad to try to control the voice of working people, and there was union and non-union people there yesterday. This was not just about what was good for labor. This is about what's good for all of working people, and the governor, I think is going to have a dose of reality when after next week sets, because I think their thinking is, okay, we're going to get into the holidays, and by the time everybody comes back, we're going to forget about what happened, and nobody's going to forget. And working people will have not only a long memory, but will activate around this. You know, that's what made the labor movement strong in the first place, is when people were prepared and ready to engage and become active and realize that they had something at stake. And I think people realize they have something at stake. We all have worked very hard to get to a place where people can make a decent living. And we're not going to watch this governor or big business take that away from us.
Well,
we'll be prepared to stand up.
And we stand with you, John Caribbean, Executive Director of the Michigan Nurses Association. John, if I don't talk to you or see you, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Tony. I hope I'll see you before then. If not, same to you.
Thank you so much. John Caribbean, once again, a quick break for the top of the hour. Joe DeSano on the other side, and your calls. We'll be back.
Team 10 WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Got a lot of problems on your rush hour commute. Let's head over to 75 northbound at Dearborn Street. Accident is blocking your two right lanes. Another accident is partially blocking the left lane on 94 westbound at Mount Elliott. 11 mile at Mound Road. Traffic lights are flashing yellow in all directions. 94 eastbound after the Lodge. Another accident is partially blocking the right shoulder. On Long Lake Road eastbound before Losser, accident has two lanes blocked. And watch out in this area, 75 southbound near Gratiot. We got reports of a person walking along the median wall, so use some caution in that area. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 45 with showers scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, scattered showers again and a high of 41. It's currently 39 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shifts with Tony Truppiano, now on for four full hours from 6 to 10, Monday.